With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A SpaceX rocket being tested in Texas has exploded, sending a dramatic fireball high into the sky. Company says the Starship experienced a major anomaly Wednesday night while on the test stand at Starbase, SpaceX launch site on the southern tip of Texas. Company, meanwhile, says all personnel are safe and have been accounted for. At least 40 people have been wounded early Thursday morning when an Iranian missile slammed into a main hospital in the southern tip of Israel, causing extensive damage. Separate Iranian strikes also hit several sites in central Israel. Israel retaliated, meanwhile carrying out strikes overnight on Iran's Iraq heavy water reactor. This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for you. Make no mistake about it.
That sounds like a comically obvious statement, but it is essentially the conclusion of a new study detailed in the Journal of Addictive Behaviors this month. The report says long-term use of porn leads to depression, self-loathing, and other forms of emotional distress. The report provides an interesting addendum to previous ones, tracking the sharp increase in mental problems amongst American young people, most of whom are now introduced to pornography at an early age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some 17 statewide anti-domestic and sexual violence coalitions suing the Trump administration that over requirements in grant applications that they don't promote gender ideology or run diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is SRN News. National Transportation Safety Board issuing an urgent warning about the potential for certain jet engines, when damaged, to allow smoke and to enter the cockpit or cabin. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The NTSB Safety Bulletin warned about CEM International LEAP 1B engines, but encouraged evaluation for LEAP 1A and LEAP 1C engines. The engines are used on Boeing 737 MAX narrow-body passenger jets and on certain Airbus A320 NEOs, according to a press release. The NTSB recommendations followed two incidents on Southwest Airlines flights when birds flew into the engine and caused smoke or vapor fog. Bernie Bennett reporting.
It is an unbelievable deal in the NBA. The Bus family agreeing to sell controlling stake of the Los Angeles Lakers to TWG Global CEO Mark Walter. That valuation of the deal, an estimated $10 billion. More details at srnnews.com. National Traffic Safety Board issuing an urgent warning about the potential of certain engines and...
Jeannie Buss, whose family has had control of the Lakers since her father bought the team in 1979, intends to remain as governor. Walter is part of the ownership of many other franchises, including the Los Angeles Dodgers, Chelsea FC, the Los Angeles Sparks, and several auto racing teams. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
National Hurricane Center says Eric is now a Category 3 storm and could reach major strength before landfall Thursday along Mexico's southern coast. Eric had maximum sustained winds Wednesday of 110 miles per hour. More details at srnnews.com.